Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and the Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberger, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London, and there's good news in London. I see that Boris Johnson has been out speaking on television and through his agents to say that they've discovered that the virus has a weakness. It disappears. It disappears on either May 17th or June 21st. Gone. Vanished. Like a timer goes off. And it's no longer a threat. Pubs and restaurants will open indoors from May 17th. And on June 21st, which we might wait for, but in any event. Joe, is that the date you can hug or can you hug on May 17th? I get confused about the hugging.
Apparently, we're going to be able to hug on Monday, May 17th, and everyone is very excited about that because, of course, no one has been hugging anyone, and we've all been scrupulously following all of these rules in recent weeks, as even as the sense of crisis over the health situation has receded to the point where they are now counting daily coronavirus deaths in the UK in the single digits.
So what we have here is a very positive report. Everyone saying that we can go back outside, Boris Johnson enjoying this. Let's translate it, Joe. The last time we talked about it, walking in the park was welcome. We've had a lot of rain here. I think we have your rain. You've had good weather. However, walking in the park was acceptable. And taking a beer from the pub, I guess, at the window and walking outside to the park or nearby was acceptable. But you couldn't go into pubs. Is that still true? You can't go inside to pubs to drink.
Yes, that's going to be true until Monday next week when indoor dining will open, although I think there are going to be some capacity constraints for social distancing. And not a moment too soon because we've had very sunny weather over here in recent weeks, but it has been rather cool. And then you've also had a lot of restaurants that have struggled because they don't really have any outdoor space available to them where they can serve people. So I think that there's a great deal of excitement over this next step. There's a great deal of excitement that this is possible since the vaccination program here continues to be a great success. And I think that, at this point, people are anxious to actually go inside the pub when it's cold or rainy.
A detail about AstraZeneca, which is what you're referring to. The vaccination program in Great Britain is dominated by AstraZeneca. I learned from Italy that they've discontinued their orders for AstraZeneca and are moving to either Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. Has the AstraZeneca controversy gripped Great Britain as well? Are people doubtful about their shots, Joe?
Well, there are murmurings about it, and they're refining the age groups to which they're going to offer AstraZeneca. So they're now saying that younger people will probably be offered Pfizer. Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca have all been approved in the UK, but only Pfizer and AstraZeneca are really available right now. And there's the sense that they will be able to offer Pfizer primarily to younger people. But I also don't detect a high degree of alarmism about some of these alleged side effects from the AstraZeneca vaccine to do with blood clotting disorders, mainly because so many people in this country have received that vaccine and you have not had a huge number of reports of the side effect. It's a really interesting example of how if people see that the thing is being widely distributed around them and is not in the real world having these effects that some regulators claim to be worried about, that will, people will end up trusting their own eyes.
The May 17th date is coming right up, and I was joshing a little bit about having discovered the virus's secret that it doesn't apply after May 17th, although it does appear that, because some of this seems kind of arbitrary. Let's look to June 17th. Why 17? I don't know. They like the number 17 in Britain. The two-meter rule. A government commission review will report on whether to continue social distancing, such as the two-meter rule. Are you still 6 feet plus in London, Joe? Because there's talk here of 3 feet, I think, in the schools.
Well, technically, you see signs all over the place for this two-meter distance, which is a bit more than 6 feet, I think. But I see fewer and fewer people doing it. I mean, there's kind of the sense that if you're queuing up for the supermarket, which occasionally you have to do at the busiest times, you might keep that distance. But once you're in the stores, I'm finding that people are becoming less and less bothered about that. I think partly it's because they are just tired of doing it, and then also partly because there is no longer a sense of crisis about the virus itself. I mean, there is not an acute emergency within the health system. There are not large numbers of people passing away from the virus every day. And I think that, people are beginning to wonder how much value they're getting out of some of these restrictions.
Face masks. Are face masks routine on the street in London or just indoors?
You see some people on the street wearing them. They're still mandated inside most places and on public transport, and the compliance is very high in the areas where they are mandated. But outdoor masking has not really taken off in the UK in the way that I think that it has other places. And this was a success for the public health messaging, where they were pointing out all along that there was never any convincing evidence that the virus was spreading outdoors. And so I think that British people never allowed themselves to become convinced that you needed to, do something like wear a mask when you were out in a park.
Hotels, bed and breakfast, sport, and gym classes may reopen on the 17th of May. Weddings, more than 30 people. Hooray. We are also allowing care home visits, that's our retirement homes, up to 5 visitors. So there's a loosening next week, and then there's a liberating week after that. What about travel, Joe? Are you free to go to the continent after May 17th?
It will depend on where you want to go, because what they're rolling out is a traffic light system, which will basically speak to what kind of self-isolation or quarantine you would need to do once you return to the UK from some of these countries. But I think that there's right now a certain amount of heartburn over the fact that only a very small number of places have ended up on the green list where people will be allowed to travel without having to self-isolate at all on their arrival. The vast majority of places, including the most popular tourism destinations in continental Europe like France and Spain and Italy, would require you to self-isolate at home for 10 days once you get back and pay for a lot of very expensive testing on some of those days. And I think that a lot of that is really going to have to clear out before people are going to feel like it's viable to go on their vacations again.
Right. Italy's waiting for you, Joe. Rome now, the Roman museums are ready and able for all the British citizens to line up. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's always searching for inflation. We found it. We found it. Joe was searching. We found it. And we'll watch inflation as it grows and grows as a major concern in the recovery. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and the Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.